our next guest into the Daily Connerton Memorial Company interview chair, a friend of mine, a friend of the show, actually. It was right, I was at around this time last year, I think.
Yes, it was.
I chatted with him. He was touring with King Crimson at the time. We were talking about Robert Fripp and Adrian Belew, and we had a great conversation. Let's welcome back to the show, guitar virtuoso, Steve Vai. Steve, good morning.
Hey, hey, good to be here.
It's so great to hear your voice again.
Not too long ago.
No, actually, it doesn't feel long at all. It feels like we just chatted.
I was out with B.
Yes.
That was great.
It was a good time. This time you're going to be over at the Palace Theater with your longtime, lifetime friend, Joe Satriani, Friday, May 22nd at 7:30, Palace Theater in Waterbury. So, this is really a big show. What does this night mean to you personally, given your history with Joe?
Well, it's odd because it's a very interesting story, Joe and I. We grew up in the same little town, basically, and went to the same school. And Joe was, you know, a little older than me. He was like 3 or 4 years older. So, and he could play the guitar. He could really play. And I was 12 years old when I picked up the guitar and I decided to learn it and start to play it. And a friend of mine, John Sergio, who lived a couple of houses down from me, played the guitar, and he could play like Aqualung. And I thought that was remarkable. I'm like, holy mackerel, you could play the guitar. And he goes, well, you should see my teacher, Joe Satriani. So he gave me Joe's number. And so I started taking lessons. I mean, I showed up at Joe's house with a guitar and a pack of strings. I didn't even know how to string the thing. And for probably 3 years on and off, I took lessons with Joe, and they were like my sacred treasures, those lessons. You know, the keys to the kingdom, you know. And Joe was such a great teacher. He taught all us kids, and we all worshiped him. And, I grew up in the 70s, and I was really into the kind of 70s rock music at the time, Led Zeppelin, Queen, Aerosmith, Kiss. And then my buddy John Sergio turned me on to Jethro Tull and King Crimson and all this progressive bands. And I went to Berklee College of Music, and then right after that I joined Zappa, and then I had my kind of career. But Joe and I had stayed in touch all through the decades. And, you know, we were very fortunate in that we were able to do certain projects together, you know, maybe contribute to another artist's record. And then we started, Joe started G3. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of wonderful G3 tours with me, Joe, started out with Eric Johnson, the three of us. And I did a whole bunch of the G3 tours through the years. And then Joe had many guests, and that was a very successful endeavor. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where, I think it was 30 years later, Joe's son, ZZ Satriani, is a filmmaker. And he wanted to make a film about because ZZ was always on tour with Joe ever since he was, you know, a little boy, since he was born, basically. And so he got to see touring through the eyes of a young person growing up, and he wanted to make a movie about it.
Oh, wow.
And he wanted to do a celebration of G3 and make it an anniversary sort of celebration. So we put together the original G3 with myself, Joe, and Eric Johnson. And this was just last year. And we went out, and we couldn't do a lot of shows, but we did a good handful of shows in North America. But then Joe and I wanted to continue touring together. Mm-hmm. So we kind of did a tour that was more like a G2, where it was just my band and then Joe's band. And then we would, you know, come out and jam on a classic rock song at the end. But then we started thinking, you know, maybe we should have something new, original. So when we do this, we can have something where we're not just jamming, you know? And that turned into, well, you know, why don't we make a whole record? Why don't we create one band that's, you know, all integrated and go out and tour. And that's, it's just so interesting how from these 12-year-old kid in Joe's, you know, bedroom learning guitar to traveling the world. I mean, we did an outstanding European tour.
To that point, I'm sorry, but to that point, is this more about the guitar fireworks, the songs, or is it about the chemistry that you and Joe Satriani have with each other?
Well, if it was just about the fireworks, it probably wouldn't have lasted this long.
Good point.
You know, one of the most remarkable things about Joe's music, although it's instrumental guitar, is it's all melody. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, shredding and stuff, but Joe has an inspired inner ear, and he pulls beautiful melodies. And I've been fortunate enough to have a sense of melody in my music, too. So, yeah, there's a lot of guitar blowing up, but I don't think that we would be able to be touring, you know, 46 years later if there wasn't real melody. So
that's interesting.
But then there's our relationship. We've just been friends, and it's been really great.
You know, what's interesting is not many people know the prog side of you. You know, I know we talked last year together when you were with when you were touring with King Crimson, and I know your influences there. But right, the beat exactly. But you know, a lot of times people stereotype you as just being. They remember you with David Lee Roth, or they remember you with Whitesnake. So is that is the shredding part of your set? Is it more melodic? Tell me a little bit about the set that you're going to be performing over at the Palace Theater.
Yeah. I mean, I had a wonderful career also as a rock star, so to speak, in, you know, David Lee Roth and Whitesnake. And the audiences for that music is huge.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm kind of a quirky musician, and after I had done all that stuff, I just wanted to make this brand of music that was in my head, and it was instrumental for the most part. So that's when I kind of kicked off my instrumental career. And I'm sorry, what was the question again? I want to make sure I get it.
No, I'm looking at the set that you and Joe Satriani have on Friday, May 22nd. And how do you decide if you're going to – are you going to cover prog music? Are you going to do some – the stuff that people more know you about you with Whitesnake and David Lee Roth, and then, you know, that whole Surfing with the Alien album that Satriani came out with in the late 80s. I mean, what can somebody expect from this show? You're so versatile, both of you. It's be impossible to cover it all, I would imagine.
Oh, well, we've been having fun putting it together because this show is very different than two guys, you know, playing with their band. We come out as one band, and we've got just such a great band. Marco Mendoza on bass and vocals.
And Kenny Aronoff on drums, right?
Kenny Aronoff on drums and Pete Thorne on guitar. So these guys are incredible. So we all come out and we kick off doing we do three songs from our record. The record isn't released yet, but the songs have been released. And the big difference is these songs are all, you know, there's melody. And now that Joe and I are playing together, we're playing harmonies through the song, and we're trading solos and playing melodies together. It's a different kind of sort of co-creative environment.
That's good.
And then Joe will leave the stage, and I'll do a couple of songs of mine with the band, and then Joe comes out, and we play together on a song again, and then he does a couple of songs. And it's kind of like tag team, you know?
That's great.
And the tour is called Surfing with the Hydra. So I have the Hydra guitar out there, which is this crazy contraption that I do a song on.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You've always had such a distinctive voice on guitar. What still inspires you to push your playing forward, especially after all these years, Steve?
A good idea. You know, like if I'm playing and I receive some kind of an inspired download, you know, that says, oh, you have to do this song, this kind of a song. Or if I'm sitting and playing, I'm always searching for something that I've never played before. And hopefully I've never heard anybody play. Oh. And then once I find a little seed of that, I just dive into it forensically and exaggerate it. And that creates the quirky style that I have.
All right. I want to remind everybody that tickets are on sale right now. The concert, Steve Vai, Joe Satriani, happening on Friday, May 22nd, 7:30 at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. You can get your tickets right now. They're at the Palace Theater box office or online at palacetheaterct.org. Steve, again, a great interview, and I know you're going to knock it out of the park when you play at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. Thank you much for your time this morning, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the support, and it is a great show. Hope to see you there.
You will. Thank you. You got it.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.